Hello, everyone, and welcome to this special edition of Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher. Basic Gospel is a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. Today, a special teaching edition of Basic Gospel, A Tale of Two Kingdoms. So we have been working through our Simple Gospel, Simply Grace study guide. We're in chapter 12. And it's a chapter entitled, Don't Look Back. And today's message, as I said, A Tale of Two Kingdoms. So welcome. We are so glad you are here. If you have your study guide, go ahead and turn to chapter 12, the section entitled, A Tale of Two Kingdoms, and we'll get started right there. Now, standing proud in the middle of the New York Harbor on Liberty Island is the Statue of Liberty. Many of you have seen that. Many of you have visited that. It's quite the sight. Well, the statue itself was a gift of friendship given to the United States by the people of France. And this icon of freedom was designed by Frederick Bartholdi and was dedicated on October 28, 1886. Now, the statue itself is a female figure that represents Libertas, the Roman goddess of freedom. She holds a torch in one hand and a tablet in the other, and inscribed on the tablet is July 4th, 1776, representing our day of independence. Now, at her feet lies a broken chain, and on the base is the famous poem, The New Colossus, by Emma Lazarus. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. So Lady Liberty welcomes immigrants to the United States. And to these immigrants represents a better way of life and the promise of freedom. For most of us born in the United States, freedom is all we have ever known. But for many of those who land on our shores, it's a different story altogether. Theirs is a tale of two very different countries. Well, so it is for every Christian, for you and for me. Ours is a tale of two kingdoms. And our story involves a daring rescue mission, a mission in which God sent Jesus into this world to rescue us out of one kingdom and to place us into another. So we're going to talk about these two kingdoms, and the kingdom that we once were in and the kingdom that we're now in as children of God. Well, Paul describes that rescue mission in his letter to the Colossians. And he wrote this in chapter 1, verses 13 through 14. He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So if you haven't underlined this verse or starred this verse or memorized this verse, this is one of those wow passages in the Word of God. So Paul says this, he rescued us. So who's the he? It's God himself, Jesus Christ himself. He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness. That's where we lived. And in that dominion of darkness, there are many people in that realm that enjoy darkness and they want to stay in darkness. For most of us, that realm is a nasty place and we are doing everything in our power to get out of that place. But we don't have it in us to make that happen. So if we were going to get rescued from this dominion of darkness, somebody else was going to have to rescue us. So God sent Jesus to do that very act. Now, he rescued us out of that dominion of darkness, and he brought us into the kingdom of his Son, in whom he loves. So we are in a new kingdom. We were once in the dominion of darkness, that kingdom of darkness. We were controlled by sin and death. We followed the ways of that kingdom, the ways of this world. We live to gratify the desires of the flesh. As Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2, we were by nature children of wrath. But God sent Jesus. He entered into this darkness. He became one of us. And through that incarnation, he offered himself as the once for all sacrifice to take away our sins. He was raised on the third day, and being alive, he rescued us out of darkness and placed us into his kingdom, the kingdom of the Son that God loves. So if we're in the kingdom of the Son that God loves, we're loved as well. That's good news, isn't it? So that's the tale of two kingdoms. We were in darkness, the dominion of darkness. Now we're in the kingdom of the Son. Now in the Son, we have redemption. We've been redeemed from that old way of life. We've been rescued from that old way of life, and we have been equipped to live a brand new life. And a part of this redemption that we have means that we have the forgiveness of sins. So we enter into the kingdom of the Son, knowing that our sins have been dealt with, have been removed from us, have been sent away once and for all, and we stand in this kingdom as forgiven people. Talk about good news. That is good news. So Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, this is a passage to memorize, to underline, to star, to bring to your memory time and time again. I was once in the dominion of darkness. Now I'm in the kingdom of the Son. And in this kingdom, I have redemption, freedom, and I have forgiveness of sins. That's the good news of the gospel. It took a daring rescue mission for this to happen. So we've been equipped to live in the kingdom of God. God didn't leave us in the condition that he found us in that dominion of darkness. He changed us on the inside. He transformed us. He made us new on the inside and equipped us to live in this new kingdom, the kingdom of the Son. Now, that's vitally important because this is a truth that we often overlook. So we told the story last week and the week before about the Exodus. So the people of Israel spent 400 years in Egypt. They grew to be a great number as far as that nation was concerned, but they were in bondage under the control of the Egyptians. Well, God sent Moses. Moses led the people out. There was this powerful miracle that took place, the parting of the Red Sea. The Israelites go across on dry land, and once they reach the other side, the waters fall back in, and the Egyptian soldiers who were chasing close behind were drowned in the Red Sea. So that was a daring rescue mission as well. But once they got into the desert, they didn't feel like they belonged there. They didn't feel like they belonged in that realm of freedom. And they kept looking back to Egypt. They kept complaining to Moses, "Why have you brought us out here so that we would die in the desert? We want to go back to Egypt." So they didn't feel like they were equipped for that new life of freedom that was going to take place in a new land, the promised land. Well, we need to realize that once we were rescued, that God didn't leave us in that same condition that he found us in, dead in trespasses and sins. No, he made us alive. He sent his Spirit to take up residence in us. So we have been fully equipped to live in the kingdom of the Son and enjoy the freedom that we have in Christ Jesus. So once Christ has rescued us, there's no going back. We've been made alive. We're not going to go back to death. So the way for us is the way forward. That's the good news. So let's embrace that. Let's think through that and really understand what that means for you and for me. Now, as I said, Jesus Christ is the one that brought this about. He entered into our world of darkness. He brought the light of life, and we responded to that by grace. We see that in John chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. So his plan to rescue us was drawn up by love and grace, and it was carried out through his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Now, Paul explained the intricacies of that in his letter to the Romans, Romans chapter 6. So again, I think I said last week or 2 weeks ago that when Paul penned Romans, I think he had in mind the Exodus story and as a shadow of what Christ had accomplished for us in reality. So that was a picture of this great rescue that God did for us in Jesus. So Romans 6 verses 3 through 4 says this, "Don't you know?" Now he's assuming that we know this truth, but there are so many Christians, sadly, that do not know this truth. "Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus," so we were taken out of darkness, we were placed into Christ. So that's the baptism. We were placed or baptized into Christ Jesus, means we were baptized into his death. That's the Red Sea, that going through the sea. We were placed in that, and we come out the other side in a new condition. So we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. So the Israelites lived a life of slavery for 400 years. They were under the rule, under the control of the Egyptians. That's a picture of our life in that dominion of darkness. We lived under the control of sin and death. Sin was our master. Jesus freed us from that and equipped us to live a new life in the kingdom of the Son. So we died with Christ, we were buried with him through baptism, and we were raised to walk in the newness of life. That's the story. That is the gospel message that has been lived out in us. Jesus died, Jesus was buried, Jesus was raised from the dead. When we trust him, when we believe that good news, we die with him, we were buried with him, we too were raised to walk in the newness of life. So this plan that was drawn up in grace and love and mercy and forgiveness was carried out through death, burial, and resurrection. So we've become a part of that good news story. We've become a part of the kingdom of the Son, a kingdom where we can experience the love of God in its fullness. Well, this is Basic Gospel. Thank you for joining us for this special teaching edition titled A Tale of Two Kingdoms, taken from our study guide on Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Well, as you know, we are going through some trials and tribulations here in Texas. We have experienced sub-freezing temperatures for a solid week, both night and day. We've experienced many power outages. And as a result of that, our building, where we broadcast Basic Gospel every day, has been closed to us. It has been without power. And now yesterday we discovered there was a pipe that burst, and the fire department said the building was unsafe because the sprinkler system was compromised. And so the building has been shut off to us. So we can't broadcast. We can't even go there to pick up something if we needed it. So that has been shut off to us, and we will probably get back into that building next week. That's what our hopes and prayers are. And we certainly ask you to join us in praying that these repairs can be made swiftly, quickly, so that we can get back to doing what we do from our offices in Lewisville, Texas. With that said, we certainly need your help, your support through this time. If you can make a gift to help Basic Gospel, we would certainly appreciate that. Go to basicgospel.net. That's our website, basicgospel.net. Click on the donate button and follow the instructions and make your gift online. That would be a big help to us. We're unable to retrieve our mail. I don't even think the postal reps are able to deliver mail to us. So if you can help by making a contribution online, that would be a great benefit to us. And we want to send you, as our way of saying thank you for your gift this month, a copy of my CD series called Advance, taken from the book of Philippians. It is a teaching series about how we can partner together to advance the gospel in this world. And it's a teaching series about how you can advance in the grace of God. You're not going to become anything different than what you already are. You're just going to learn more how to embrace this new life that you have in Christ Jesus. Well, thank you for indulging me on those announcements. And let's get back to our study. Again, we are in the Simple Gospel, Simply Grace Study Guide, Chapter 12, Don't Look Back. So we were in the kingdom of darkness. Now we're in the kingdom of the Son. We've been fully equipped to live in this kingdom. We died with Christ. We were buried with Christ. We've been raised to walk in the newness of life. We have God's Spirit living inside of us. Now, the end destiny for all of us is to be with God forever in the new heavens and the new earth, the new Jerusalem. We see that in Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. So that's the end. That's our eternal dwelling place. And that's going to be exciting for all of us when that day comes, when the Lord comes back to get us and gives us our resurrected bodies, and we can live with him forever in these new heavens and new earth. Now, as far as this kingdom, this new kingdom that we live in, there's a new way of doing things. In that dominion of darkness, we got used to the ways of that particular realm. We followed the ways of this world. We lived according to the prince of the power of the air. We lived to gratify the desires of the flesh. That was our way of life when we were dead in trespasses and sins. But now we've been raised to walk in a new way of life. And as I said, we've been equipped to do that. Now, the marks of the Christian life are faith, hope, and love. That's what we've been called to. That's our new way of living, by faith in Jesus Christ, anchored by the hope of the gospel, expressed in love one for another. That's the way of the kingdom of the Son, faith, hope, and love. In Hebrews chapter 8, verses 10 through 12, we see the writer of Hebrews laying out this new covenant, laying out the ways of this new kingdom that we find ourselves in, the kingdom of the Son. And the very first promise of the new covenant, there's four promises within this new covenant. The very first one is the fact that God is going to write his laws in our hearts and in our minds. Well, he does so through the Holy Spirit, but he doesn't write the Mosaic covenant in our hearts and in our minds. Those were written on stones. No, he did something to our hearts, and he's put his laws of faith, hope, and love within us. Now, we see this in Colossians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love you have for all of God's people, the faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven, and about which you have already heard in the true message of the gospel that has come to you. Now, in the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. So, as we said, God's grace is the way of rescue. We are saved by grace through faith. But once we're in this kingdom of the Son, we're marked by a new way of life. And the three characteristics of that new way of life are faith, hope, and love. And we see this time and time again in all of the writings of the New Testament. Jesus asked the question time and time again, will I find faith in Israel? Well, he wasn't going to find faith because they were living under that old covenant. They were living by law. They weren't living in a trust relationship, but that's what God wanted for them. And that's what Jesus wanted for them. And he wanted them to identify with himself, Jesus Christ, and wanted them to identify with him in his death, burial, and resurrection so they could go from a way of law to a way of faith, hope, and love. That's what marks us. That's what distinguishes us as believers in Christ Jesus. That's what makes this new covenant different from the old. It's interesting when you read the book of Hebrews chapter 7, it talks about the fact that Jesus Christ is our new high priest. And it makes a statement in there, when there's a change of the priesthood, there by necessity is a change in the law. So the old covenant, the priesthood was the Levitical priesthood. They served from when that covenant was ratified at Mount Sinai, all the way to the cross of Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ died, he fulfilled that old covenant, and he ushered in a new covenant. Now, the Levites weren't going to serve as priests in this new covenant. Jesus was going to be our high priest. And so with that change, the Levites, they were picked by God to serve under the old covenant. Nothing was said about anyone out of the line of Judah serving in that role, but Jesus was out of that line. And when God said, you are a priest forever to Jesus Christ, his son, that was out of sync as far as the old covenant was concerned. But that old covenant had come to an end. There was a change in the priesthood. Jesus became our high priest. And of necessity, there was a change in the law. And that new covenant, that new kingdom, that kingdom of the Son way of life is faith, hope, and love. That's the way of the kingdom. So we see that faith is our way of life. We're to live by faith in the one who loved us and gave himself for us. This hope is an anchor for our souls, and those two express themselves in love one for another. And all of this is carried out by the work of God's Spirit in us. So every time somebody is born again, every time somebody is made new in Christ Jesus, who is rescued from the dominion of darkness, they are buried with Christ, they are crucified with Christ, they're buried with Christ, they're raised to walk in the newness of life, they've been given the gift of God's Spirit, and God's Spirit writes a whole new way of living in their hearts and in their minds. It's the way of faith, hope, and love. Well, we didn't get very far in our lesson today, but we'll pick up with this next week. We'll look forward to that time together. In the meantime, have a fantastic weekend in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you can, be sure to go to basicgospel.net and help us with a contribution as we work through these trials and tribulations brought on by severe weather, power outages, bursted pipes, all sorts of things that have made us rethink how we do stuff every day. So if you can help us with a contribution, we would greatly appreciate it. Go to basicgospel.net, click the donate button, and follow all the instructions. We would greatly appreciate it. Again, thanks for joining us today on Basic Gospel. We'll see you Monday for another live edition of this program. Have a great weekend in Christ. So long.